In today's Mishnah, we learn the first and second Mishnah from the third parak of Masechta Mikvaot. The Mishnah begins, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, Shnei Mikvaot she'ein bahem arbeim se'ah. So if you have two Mikvaot that each don't have enough water in it, don't have the minimum amount of 40 se'ah. And we've explained there that if three log of drawn water falls into it, it will make the mikveh invalid. But in this situation, these two mikvaot naflu lazeh logo machetza v'lazeh logo machetza. Then in each of the mikvaot, only 1.5 log of drawn water fell into it. So there's nothing wrong with these mikvaot, they're not pasul. And then v'nitarvu, they combined together. So you can imagine, say, a wall dividing the two of them fell, and now they're considered one big mikveh. Mishnah says that ksherim, the water would be absolutely fine because you have a mikveh that's more than 40 seah, and we said once you have a mikveh of more than 40 seah, you can add as much drawn water as you like. And the Mishnah says, more pointedly, that mipnei shelo nikru aleim shem psul, meaning when there were two separate mikvahot, they weren't considered pasul, they weren't considered invalid, so therefore combined together won't make it invalid now. Aval, however, mikvah she'ein bo arbim seah, if you've got a mikveh that doesn't have 40 seah in it, v'naflu bo shlosha logim, and then three log fall into it, therefore it's now invalid. V'nechlak l'shayim, then you divide it up. So you might think now that I've split the water, so in each of these mikvahot, I've got mostly rainwater, and only 1.5 log of drawn water, assuming it's all mixed up evenly. Mishnah says, no, each of them is still considered pasul. Why? Because in the beginning, once three log fell into that single one mikvah, it was defined as a pasul mikvah, and all the water is pasul, so dividing it up is not going to help you. Here, Rabbi Yeshua's machshir. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, it would be fine. Why? Shehaya Rabbi Yeshua mer kol mikvah, she'ein bo arbim se'ah. If you've got a mikveh that doesn't have 40 seah, the naflu losh losh lagulugim, and three log fall into it, and then after that, the chasar afilu kurtuv, and you take out even a tiny amount from that mikveh, which is a kurtuv is 1/64th of a log, then we say it's kasher. He says it's kasher. Why? Because when you take out some water, again, assuming it's mixed evenly, you have removed a bit of those three log of drawn water, and now you don't have three log of drawn water in this mikveh. And as it says, mipnei shechasru lo shlosha logim, and therefore what remains is kasher. So it sounds like according to Rabbi Yeshua, if you had a way of removing some of that drawn water, then it reverts that mikveh from being a pasul mikveh into a kosher one. However, Chachamim disagree completely. Say no, lo lamhu bepsulo ad sheyetze mimeno mlo'o v'od. That mikveh, once you've had three log of drawn water that fell into it, it's a pasul mikveh, and it can rain and fill it up more and more. However, it will still be pasul until the same amount of water that were there originally, v'od, and a bit more for those three log, then spill out, or as a result of the water coming in, are pushed out. So example is, if there is 20 seah of water there originally, half the minimum amount, this is way Bartanur explains it, three log falls in, then you need 20 seah and more, and three log of water to spill out as a result of more raining into that mikveh in order to make a kasha. Let's now learn Mishnah Bet, Ketzad, how so? We'll see what the question means. Habor shebechatzer v'naflu lo shlosha logim, lo lano b'psulo. So we're now explaining the position of the Chachamim, that how does it become kasher? So he says, if you've got a bor, a pit in your chatzer, that has less than 40 seah, and three log fall into it, as we explain, enough water would have to spill out of it to be equal to the original amount that was there plus three log. Or another alternative is, another option is if you make another mikveh that's next to it, that is a kosher mikveh 40 seah, v'taharu elyonim min hatachdonim. Meaning what you can do is you can combine the two mikvahot. Well, not actually combine them to make them one mikvah, but you do it through hashaka. I mean, if you have a pipe that connects the waters between one and the other, what happens is the principle of hashaka means this kosher mikvah can actually make that other body of water that was pasul, can now make it, it's metaheret, it can make that mikvah tahor, meaning it can make it, turn it into a kosher mikvah. Some people explain, there's a Girsur Kati says, it actually has to be the upper mikveh, not the bottom one. The upper mikveh has to be the kosher one, and you've connected them by way of a charitz, like a little ditch, so the water from the kosher mikveh runs down, they connect that way, and that's what's matara, the lower mikveh. But that's a matter for further study. Rabbi Elazar ben Azari says, no, it's posel. He says, that doesn't work. Even if you try and connect it to a kosher mikveh, elan ken pakak, unless you seal off all the surroundings of that, of the bore, of that pit, in order that it can be a proper, so it can be properly considered a chibur, connected solely to the kosher mikveh. And if you've got a proper chibur, a proper connection, that's the conditions under which that Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah would allow Hashaka to metaher, to purify or make kosher this other mikveh that came pasul. There is another understanding that is that Elam can pasak, not pakak. And there, one explanation of that means is that it wouldn't. Once you've got a pasul mikveh, it's pasul until you actually remove all the water from the pit. You'd have to completely drain it. Those are the Mishnah today.